What's up, everybody? It's your boy Low, and welcome back to the All You Can Eat with Low podcast, man. If you don't know by now, this is the last episode of this first season of the All You Can Eat with Low podcast. And right now, I just want to take this time to just thank everybody who has supported me up to this point. Anybody who has, you know, just reached out to me or just gave me some feedback. Even if you doubted me, you know what I'm saying? Being honest, I mean, I'm not somebody who is just going to automatically be opposed to you just because you don't agree with what I'm talking about or you don't like what I'm talking about. I appreciate that because that's what makes my argument stronger. You know what I'm saying? Being honest, anybody who doubts me or who has doubted anything that I've talked about, that's what makes my argument even stronger whenever I come back the next time. So I just want to thank anybody, you know, who has contributed, you know what I'm saying, to like this platform, because it wouldn't be possible without any of you. So, you know, a huge shout out to anybody who like followed me from the IG days, or if you're new here now, or if you recommended this type of platform, I just want to thank you. But for this last episode, man, it's pretty much just going to be me going back to day one when I was talking about social media, you know what I'm saying, the truth about social media in my first podcast episode. So if you are new here, you definitely want to go ahead and check out the first episode. If you haven't listened to the first episode, or if you just haven't listened to the first episode, if you're new here or not, because it's definitely just going to give you like a foundation and just the basis of what I'm going to be talking about today. Because I'm just going to like kind of go back to like what kind of really made me start thinking this way about social media and what made me realize it. Because I mean, the stuff I talk about is not anything that's really to really be disputed. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand, is that this stuff is stuff that is happening. The stuff I'm talking about is stuff that is going on. It's actively happening, and it's things that are getting worse. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? This platform is my perspective, my opinion on things, and just like society and how it is today. You know what I'm saying? And especially in the Black community. I just like to highlight, you know what I'm saying, just emphasize the Black community, because I am a young Black male here in America. And I can only speak from the perspective of a young Black male here in America. So that's where I'm going with this. You know, like, I see how things always affect us differently than it does everybody else. And when I say us, I mean the Black community here in America, African Americans, or I should say people who are considered African Americans. Everything here in America just seems to always have, you know, a greater impact on us, and then a greater effect on us. And it's just crazy to me how people still, I mean, like, people are aware of things. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people are aware of a lot of things nowadays due to technology and the internet. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of resources nowadays. So everything is on the web. You know what I'm saying? You can look up anything you want to. You can learn a lot from YouTube, you know, just social media platforms in general. I mean, all kinds of things, you know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of resources. So, but what I realize is that even with all these things that we have at our fingertips, we still tend to usually use these things for negativity or, you know, just distractions. And that's the whole agenda, I feel like, by Big Brother, you know what I'm saying? The higher entity that everything goes through before it gets to us. You got to think about that. They control our perception based on different forms of propaganda that they use against us, which are weapons that's formed against us as well. You know, like, just like I said, social media, all forms of mainstream media. So news stations, any form of a news station, anything like that, media broadcasting, you know, sports even. Sports is a distraction, if you're being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds crazy. I know everybody loves sports here in America and all around the world, but sports is a distraction, if we are being honest. But they use all of these tools, you know what I'm saying, all these tactics, all of these weapons that's formed against us in order to distract us and gain further control. You know what I'm saying? That's what this thing is all about. They want to gain as much control as they can and have as much power over the masses of people. And it's to where they end up having a godlike power over us. And to me, that's the scary thing, you know, just seeing where this has gone, you know, like seeing where it's kind of like started, you know what I'm saying, as far as like TV, you know, everything's just kind of being kind of innocent in a way and being shaped as innocent, but it ends up being a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what all this stuff has really boiled down to, like just seeing how it has us under mind control, how it's programmed us to really think that certain things are okay or certain things are normal, such as, you know, sexualizing children. That kind of stuff should never be a thing, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to make children talk about or just think about their sexuality, question their sexuality. Like, what is it? Come on now. I ain't trying to talk for real, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the effect that I see of programming and a higher entity controlling what we see, because people don't know that there are only six companies that control all of the media across the world. And don't worry, I've already done the research for you, but there are only six companies who control and run all of the media as we know it today. And those six companies are Comcast, Disney, National Amusements, News Corps, Time Warner, and Sony. Those six companies alone control just about all the media across the world, but they definitely control all the media here in America. So really, I want to go ahead and highlight just a few networks from each of these six companies just to show you how much control just a few companies have over everything that we see and everything we know to be true and everything we see daily. Only six companies have control over everything. I want you to ask yourself, how is it to where only six companies have control over everything, and why is it like that? Because there is a reason, I promise you that. You know what I'm saying? But before we go any further, I'm just going to take a quick break real quick. Go ahead and grab something to eat, use the bathroom, whatever you got to do. And we're going to get into it after this break. Welcome back, everybody. So we're just going to pick up right where we left off. I really just wanted to just highlight a few of these networks within each of these six companies, because it's really crazy to me. And it's just going to be just the main networks, again, because it's so many of them. I can't even get into all of them. It's probably thousands of them. But for National Amusements, BET, CBS, MTV, Viacom, TV Land, Nickelodeon, all of them are under National Amusements. Then boom, Disney, ABC, and all ABC networks, ESPN and all the ESPN networks, Marvel, Pixar, all that stuff, Lifetime, ABC Family, everything. Disney is in control of all of that. Boom. Okay, next one. Time Warner, CNN, Adult Swim, HBO, Warner Brothers, Hulu. Come on now, Comcast. They have another division of Hulu. They have the joint venture. Hold on. So it's a joint venture. Okay. So that should tell you enough right there. Time Warner and Comcast are in together. They have Hulu. So that's what I'm getting to here. They all like work together, and pretty much what's boiling down to is all these six companies are probably owned by the same major company or corporation or same couple of families. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how deep it gets, you know what I'm saying? To where like all, like everything we see daily is controlled by pretty much probably just a few families in power, you know what I'm saying? And then they have control over these six major corporations, which have all these networks, which means that they control everything that we see and how we know it today. Come on now. I didn't finish this list, but I really don't need to really go no further. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're in this together. But this is what's going on. This is what has always been going on, like, this whole time. That's how these companies came about. Then these major corporations came about. They had to find ways to control the masses of people. So it starts with television, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they called it the one-eyed devil. You know what I'm saying? So it starts with television, and it kind of expands to computers and telephones. And then we start getting fancy computers and forms of laptops and phones. You know what I'm saying? Then it gets to the point to where we get smartphones, where the phones can do anything we want them to do. Then we get all these different types of apps, social media apps, where you can do all kinds of things that always keep you entertained and engaged all throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, then all these apps just keep getting all these updates every month, it seems like. And then they just keep updating to where, next thing you know, all these apps have all these things that you can do on them, all these things that you can see now. At first, it didn't start out to where everybody posted themselves on Instagram, for example. You would just post wherever you wanted to post, like just art or some nature or whatever. But now it's to like, and then started to where you post selfies, and then got the, you know, the video feature, and then all this, you know what I'm saying? It's what we got to look at, like, wait, why is this stuff changing so rapidly? You know what I'm saying? We got to look at how rapidly these things change, and then we just went along with everything to where we didn't even see how it's negatively affecting us. All we want to do is look at, like, okay, like, the positive, or just be entertained. That's how we're distracted, and that's how they have our attention to where they can pass any kind of laws behind our backs. They can do anything that they want to because they have our attention with media and social media. Social media is crazy. Like, to me, it's like, it's never ending. Again, I'm going to go back to, I think it was my first episode when I was talking about the two engineers who used to work for Google and Facebook. They were talking about, like, the things that were going on and the different updates and how it was set up just like a drug, pretty much. So social media was set up just like a drug to be addicting, you know what I'm saying? So it's very addictive, as you can see. You know what I'm saying? And that's the scary part about it, is that people don't realize just how addicting these things are, like how much goes into these things. But that's what they were talking about. Definitely go ahead and check out that first episode, if you haven't already, of my podcast, because I detailed more of that in that episode. But that's what, like, it was just amazing to me how I ran into that podcast, because they were pretty much detailing everything out that I was seeing at that time. And that's why I was like, yo, like, this is kind of crazy, because I could see the effect that social media was starting to have on people and how they think. And then it was starting to form like a form of groupthink, you know what I'm saying, to where everybody's kind of thinking the same or kind of thinking similar, to where if somebody questions the norm or questions how like everybody thinks, kind of like myself, then you're an outcast, you know what I'm saying? So then you're canceled, or, you know what I'm saying? That's how the cancel culture came about. But that's what made me quickly realize just how much of an influence that social media and different movements and different media outlets have on the people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and how we think and our perception of things. That's the main thing. They control our perception based on what they show us daily. Again, as they say, he who controls media controls perception. Again, he who controls the media controls perception. He who controls images controls perception. That's an old saying. They say that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. Like, this is just, again, this is just real talk, things that are going on out here. That's what I love to get into. But again, as I like to say, you know, we just have to be aware of these things, but we have to also make adjustments. We have to act accordingly. That's the main thing for me. We have to act accordingly and like just really wake up and see what's really going on here, because things are just getting worse. Before you know it, they're going to have us in something worse than COVID, because we're not waking up and we're just letting them just keep doing whatever and pull whatever over our heads. If you all notice, every time a major catastrophe happens, like 9/11 or like how COVID happened, there's always something that comes out of it. For 9/11, it was more control. Security cameras. That's when phones came into play. Smartphones. Now they can watch you everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like cameras all over. Buildings, you know what I'm saying? And businesses and schools. And you know what I'm saying? Like, because crazy stuff was happening. You know what I'm saying? Like school shootings. A lot of people don't want to believe that, but those are planned to an extent too. You gotta look into that kind of stuff. I mean, all these things are available on the internet for us all to see. A lot of things have gotten exposed due to the internet and books. I mean, we have everything we need, don't we? I mean, that's what I thought, at least, you know what I'm saying? But if you notice with, like, you know, the school shootings and mass shootings, stuff like that, it's always something with stricter gun laws or something to try to reform the gun laws. You know what I'm saying? Or like gun rights. So those are the things that we have to look out for, because we have to look at, like, for example, these news reporters and news anchors who report this news, they get paid to read from a script. You know what I'm saying? So they're indifferent, you know what I'm saying, really to how it really affects the people. Some news anchors have come out, you know what I'm saying, news reporters have come out saying that they couldn't take it anymore. They had to stop doing what they were doing. They had to speak up against it. You know what I'm saying? So this stuff, I mean, it's happening out here, but we get to see that they are in on this too. They're the ones who read from a script, you know what I'm saying, to make those big dollars and then to have their face everywhere on TV. It's, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This rabbit hole goes so deep, really, man. But the main thing I want everybody to take away from this episode and from this whole podcast season, if you don't take anything else away from this podcast season, please make sure that you are aware of these weapons that are formed against you. But make sure that you don't let them prosper against you. That's the main thing. So pretty much, don't let social media control you. You make sure that you control it. Whether it's taking some time off, just like I did for 7 months, or if you just want to take a week off or a couple weeks, or limit your time on social media to like an hour or 2 hours a day or whatever it is, do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's never good to let something get a grip on you, no matter what it is, whether it's social media, mainstream media, such as like movies, you know, Netflix series or whatever, music, substances, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I say music, again, I'm going back to like my music part one and part two episodes, like certain types of music for us here in the Black community, it's a bunch of negativity. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to listen to that all the time. You want to kind of just expand your horizons, you know what I'm saying? Being honest. But that's the main thing, man. You know, just making sure that you don't let anything control you. Make sure that you control it. That's the main thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of people who are aware of these things, but what are you really doing to make sure that it doesn't control you? Are you staying true to who you are? You know what I'm saying? But that's the main thing, man. Just make sure that you take some time away from social media. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's just like I said, whether it's just like you make sure that you only go out there for a certain period of time, or if you just take a month off. I guarantee you, if you cleanse yourself for a month from all social media platforms, you're going to see a difference. I promise you that. And if you take care of yourself, just eat right, self-care, you know what I'm saying? Pray, meditate, whatever it is you do, or you find a new hobby, learn something new, whatever it is, read more, you know what I'm saying? Just fill that time up with doing something productive instead of social media. Try it. I'm telling you, man. I tried it and it changed my life. I'm telling you. Like, I was already headed, like, down that path, but once I did that, it really just changed my life for the better because like it just changed my whole mentality. I knew I didn't need it no more. So like I could live without it. I pretty much just came in to do what I'm doing now. Just talk about it and spread awareness. But again, huge thank you to everybody who, you know, supported me up to this point. Huge shouts out to you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who supported me. It's like I said before, even the doubters, I appreciate y'all too because I like to hear different perspectives. That's not going to make me turn against you or nothing like that. I appreciate everybody's perspective and everybody's argument. So again, man, All You Can Eat With Low, because I'm going to have a buffet. I'm going to have a whole spread full, you know what I'm saying, for the people. I'm going to have all kinds of foods for you to choose from, you know what I'm saying, aka all kinds of topics. But the thing is that you don't have to agree with everything I'm you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about. So aka you don't have to eat all the food at the buffet, but I'm going to have something for you. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You don't got to eat everything, but I'm going to have something for you. So again, man, huge shouts out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man. This is the end of the first season of the All You Can Eat With Low podcast. Stay tuned. Follow me on IG. Like I said before, go ahead and listen to every episode. Go ahead and get caught up and stay tuned, man. It's your boy, All You Can Eat With Low, man. And we are out.